This is Howard Balzer, and welcome to this Cardinals camp update for the Rise Up, See Red podcast, the best hour of Cardinals talk on the web. Well, here we are on this Wednesday, the final day of July, and the Cardinals will be off today. Not only no practice, but the way this team is doing things somewhat differently is a lot of times when players are given a day off in training camp, there's still a walkthrough, there might be some meetings, there might be other things team-related, but not with the Cardinals. This is another day off on their schedule of 3 days of practice and one day off, and on days like this, the players have entirely off. There is nothing during the day except for players who might need treatment. You have to come in and do that, but otherwise, it's a day for themselves for the Cardinals. Well, this is somewhat of a day off for me, too, because not only not having to go to State Farm Stadium, but right now I am in Sky Harbor Airport waiting for my plane to Cleveland, Ohio, which is about 50 miles north of the, what can you call it, the magical home of the Pro Football Hall of Fame. It's a trip that I make virtually every year. I've tried to add it up, and I believe this is number 36 for me since the first time I came to Canton for a celebration 44 years ago in 1980. And the thing that struck me then, when things were a lot smaller, they were a lot more quaint, that it was much more quiet, but there was still a bunch of Hall of Famers that would come back just to be among those who had been in with them before and to greet the new class. Now, let's remember, 1980 was only 17 years after the first Hall of Fame class. So there weren't that many guys who could come back. Well, now, after this year's class is enshrined on Saturday, there will be 378 in the Pro Football Hall of Fame, and over 100 will be back in Canton to be with their brothers again. That's what these players considered. It's like welcome home each year coming to Canton. And it's tremendous seeing a lot of people that I've seen year after year, especially in the last 18 years or so when I started doing shows for Sirius XM NFL Radio. So it's just it's an unbelievable weekend. Everybody should put it on their bucket list to do that, and I'm looking forward to another trip there. A couple of shows this week on Thursday with Joe Harrigan of the Hall of Fame. We do a show each week, Pro Football Hall of Fame Radio, and then on Saturday morning, starting 3 hours before the enshrinement ceremony, I'll be with Vic Carucci, and we'll have talked to many of the Hall of Famers in the previous days. So it's very special. I don't know if you hear the emotion in my voice, but each year I kind of pinch myself and say, these are Hall of Famers I'm talking to. You get to know them over the years. They know you, and it's great to see them again. I'm not going to certainly try to put this in the same class of a, quote, reunion that the players have among themselves, but it still is great to be there year after year. And this one is a little special in some ways for Cardinals fans, and I'll be getting into this in the next couple of days here on the podcast and on the website, because Dwight Freeney, the great pass rusher, played a lot of years in the league, had a lot of sacks. Most of his great play came with the Indianapolis Colts. But back 9 years ago, in 2015, Dwight Freeney came to the Cardinals after they had some injuries. He was signed in the middle of October, and he had a real impact on this team. And that year, when they won a lot of games under head coach Bruce Arians, and he contributed 11 games he played and had 8 sacks. In those games, and also had a sack in a playoff win over the Green Bay Packers. So we'll be talking more about that in the coming days, but I just wanted to set the stage for that for a few days that I'll be away from Cardinals camp. I'll miss the red and white scrimmage on Saturday, but I'll tell you, being in Canton, there is nothing like it year after year, and seeing the changes there with the Hall of Fame Village and so many things that they have done there, it's just very, very special. And as a Hall of Fame selector, it makes it even more special. Bring you up to date on some things, of course, with the Cardinals. As, like I said, they're on another day off. But Tuesday wasn't a good day, and we don't have a lot of the details yet on the injury suffered by starting center Yael DeFroholt. But the other day, Jonathan Gannon knocked on the podium a few times when he was talking about how healthy the team is and having 90 guys being able to practice every day. Well, that changed on Tuesday, although it came at the near the end of practice when Yelder got rolled up on from behind. It looked like the trainers were either working on his leg or his knee. He did walk off the field under full power, didn't seem to be laboring that much. A source told me that he'll be okay, whatever that means, who knows, but we probably won't have a whole lot of information on that until the Cardinals return to practice on Thursday, when head coach Jonathan Gannon will speak to the media before the practice that day. We also know that Gannon and the Cardinals are very circumspect when it comes to injuries. Unless it's a real serious one that's going to keep a guy out for a long time and perhaps the whole season, most everything is a nick. That's the way it's described. Even Monty Ossenfort the other day talking about injuries and how you deal with the roster during training camp. He says, inevitably, we're going to have some injuries. We're going to have some nicks. So maybe that's the buzzword among the Cardinals for just about any injury. So we don't get a lot of information on it. Hopefully the news will be good on Froholt. But we'll see how that goes. The one thing the Cardinals have is a lot of depth on the offensive line. They've been able to put out three units regularly during practice. And when he left practice, it was near the end of the work on Tuesday, and it was in the red zone. Immediately, Evan Brown, who had been with the ones at left guard, he slid over to center. And then the rookie Isaiah Adams came off to finish off that segment. And then later, when they came back after the twos and the threes did their work, it was John Gaines the second, who has been getting a lot of snaps since returning to practice this week at left guard and at center. So they're fortified there. But Froholt, of course, has developed into a fine starting center, great personality in the locker room. So certainly for him and the team, it's hoped that this injury is not serious. And if it keeps him out for a few days, so be it, as we're coming up on only a week away from the first preseason game on Saturday, August 10th, in State Farm Stadium against the New Orleans Saints. So a good day of practice, a lot of success, some great throws from Kyler Murray to Mike Wilson and Marvin Harrison Jr. The offense is humming, but the defense is getting in there and competing as well, as they were in pads for one day and then back in shells on Tuesday. But the offense looking good. The defense feels they have a lot to prove. Kaiser White said that when he talked to us on Tuesday. He said, we don't care about the outside noise. We know there's not a lot of respect for us from a lot of people. But he says, we don't care about that. We want to prove to ourselves how confident we are and how well we can play, much less everyone on the outside. And another noticeable thing in training camp has been how much Imari DiMarcato, the snaps he's been getting with the number one unit. He rose on the scene last year as an undrafted free agent, did a lot of good things during the season, and he hasn't really been talked about a whole lot when the running back room is discussed. Everyone, obviously, we talk about James Conner, then Trey Benson, the third-round pick, and Benson's getting a lot of snaps, but he still is only a rookie, and it takes a little while for rookies to get their bearing in the NFL. And DiMarcato has come back and trying to prove that, hey, I know what this is all about. He talked about his head spinning last year, and now he just feels a lot comfortable. And as Jonathan Gannon said, he can do so many things for us. He's a really, really good third down back, and he's also big on fourth down also, which means special teams. So he's a guy to keep an eye on during the preseason games. We'll see how many snaps he gets, but he's been getting a bunch of snaps with the first unit. So that's been good to see for a room that has a lot of depth. That also includes Michael Carter, of course, and the free agent DJ Dallas, who has been looked at a lot on special teams, and we'll see how much he returns kicks, whether it's kickoffs or punts, in the preseason when the games begin. Another guy who's kind of opened some eyes, it's hard to imagine him breaking through and making the team, but Xavier Weaver, undrafted free agent wide receiver, has been making plays. Granted, it's been with the second and third unit, but he's shown himself to be a playmaker and has also been receiving kicks on kickoffs and punts. So I have a sense that we're going to see a lot of him in the preseason games. And like I said, it might be a stretch to think that he can make the roster, but practice squad could certainly be beckoning for Xavier Weaver, a guy who had a real solid college career. Well, that about does it. It's waiting for my plane to go to Cleveland. Like I said, we'll be checking in with dispatches from Canton, Ohio, the birthplace of pro football in the NFL back 1920. Yes, 1920, 104 years ago. So we'll talk to you soon. That wraps up this Cardinals Camp Update from State Farm Stadium, or I should say for this one, from Sky Harbor Airport. This is Howard Balzer for the Rise Up Sea Red podcast. We'll be back again soon.
Thanks for listening to the latest edition of the Rise Up Sea Red podcast. Listen to previous episodes and subscribe to the show on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher Radio, Audioboom, or many other podcast platforms so shows are delivered directly to your mobile device. Please give the show a 5-star rating and always support the sponsors who support the show. We'll be back soon for the best hour of Cardinals talk on the web. Rise Up Red Sea, be Red Sea Red, and of course, Rise Up Sea Red.